Okay, a good nervous Hashanah to everybody. Okay, we are up to Sif Hei, Simin Shin Sif Hei. I commented at the end of Shia last week that we're going to try to figure out exactly what's going on here. So let's read the Sif again. And perhaps have a better understanding than last week. Ritzuach shel tzemer vashnia shel pishtan osalach garba. If you have a double belt, one of wool and one of flax, you're not allowed to wrap it around yourself. It's a gartel of wool and a gartel of pishtan. Thank you. You're not allowed to wrap yourself in it. Afam yishu ritzua shel arba emtsa, even though they're not touching. You have a ritzu of leather in the middle. But nay, shekleisha shnei rishav v'yachak shekhegeba. When you wrap it around yourself and you tie it, you're tying the wool and the linen together. Avol imben tzi'isa tzemer b'makim echer u'pishta b'makim achev v'einam ze'etzel ze'e mutter. Now we had this in Machlaikis, the Rambam and other Rishayinim. And here he's presenting the Shah Rishayinim. That if the wool and linen don't touch each other in the baguette, that it's mutter. I mentioned to you then, Rav Chaim's biur, that the Rambam holds klayim is shatnez is din in the baguette, and the other Rishayim hold it's a din in the chutim. So according to the Rambam, if a baguette has semer on one end, a pishtan on the other end, it's still shatnez. Whereas according to the Shah Rishayim, it's only shatness if the chut of tzemer and the chut of pishtan cross each other. So here you have a belt that's on one end pishtan and one end tzemer, and they don't touch each other. Mutter. Lefizem mutter lechaba oires at fureis bepishtan tachas bigdei tzemer. According to this, you're allowed to put leather clothing which have pishtan in them under bigdei tzemer. Apishev shishi kadeis chut akem vishal tfira shemechaber or it's a little hard to get the exact picture. You're allowed to put one under the other. So you're really connecting the R to the Tzemer. Well, you're attaching one to the other. You have a leather. It's like a lining. You have a leather lining in a baguette, and on the outside is Tzemer. So you want to connect Oireis at Fureis Bepishtan. Now, it's really R. It just has pishtan stitching in it. And you're attaching it under the big day tzemer. Apishev shishikon is chut hakem v'shal tfira shemechabara R and mabege v'sechut shal tfira sa'ar. Even though it's possible that the stitching will touch one the other, so it's still mutter, because it's only a suffix if the stitching will touch. And memela, it's mutter. This would be, let's say somebody has a non-leather baguette. A non-wool baguette. He has a baguette of charminim, and a button is stitched on with linen. And in the padding, in his shoulders, he has wool. So that would be an example of this, the two shittas we're going to have here. The machabah shita would be that's not a problem. The linen is on the button, and it doesn't touch the wool. The wool is in the shoulders. So these two things, they don't touch each other, and it would be mutter. Ulah Rambam calls that klayim in a Torah. The klayim hold, the Rambam shita is that's klayim deraisa. This is what we've been saying all along, that the Rambam is in Hilchos Shatnez is a big machmir in many ways. I fill us in several pishta besakei kupa. Even if you stuffed several pishta into a sack, the karchan, and you tied it together, have a klayim deraisa. Aminikus svar rishayna. So first thing is that this bothered me. That this Rambam is soiser what the Ramah said in Siv Gimel. In Siv Gimel, he said that you're allowed to stuff a pillow with tzemer, the Ramah in Siv Gimel. You're allowed to stuff tzemer into a outside sack. In other words, the pillowcase is pishtan. So you could stuff tzemer into the pillow and the outside is pishtan, even though you're stitching the pishtan. So now the pishtan is stitched around the stuffing of wool. So the Ramah said that that's mutter. The Shach explained, because you can make a little cut and pull it out, that's called, you can pull it out. A kerah cut doesn't count for anything. Now that's not like this Rambam. The Rambam is saying pretty much the same thing, but he's saying it's Aser. So the truth is that I looked and I saw that the Achrayim assume it's Taka Machlaikis. The Mechaber is bringing the Rambam Shita, and the Ramah is paskening, like he says here, Aminikus Varishayna. Now why the Ramah says it on Siv Gimel, not on Siv Hei, is disturbing, but Afal Pikein, that's the understanding that this is all like the Rambam Shita. See, here the Mechaber brings both Shitas. If you'd like to show me to turn back two sides to the end of Reish Tzadik Tes, Shach Beis, the last Shach of Reish Tzadik Tes, which is the second Shach, he's going on the Mechaber. The Mechaber there is Saisim like the Rambam. The Mechaber there in Siv Beis of Reish Tzadik Tes said, Ha'isa Beged Kulei Tzemek Amal Ayar Novin, a canvas, a beged of other meaning. The same case where my example was a button is stitched on with linen and the shoulders with wool. The Mechabit just said, Hari is the awesome Rishum Klaim. And the Ramah said, Yeshayim Dishari, Bikai Gavna. So there the Shach said, Sarachian, on the Mechabit, the Zayil, as far as the Rambam. Look, come on, Simon Hay Sifhe, Simon Shin Sifhe. When the Mechaber brings one Shita Stama and the second Shita by name, he means to pass like the first Shita. So, whatever difficulty we had with the Mechaber last week, was correct. This Mechaber is not like the way he says the Mereis Tzadik Tes. And the Ramon Siv Gimel is Taka arguing with the Mechaber here, which means that the Iker is to be Mekel on this Shaila, if all linen and I don't cross each other, that it's Mutter. And I told you this is significant in the case of the padding, where Chazinish made a Svek Sveika, maybe there's wool and linen, maybe there's no wool and linen. And even if there's wool and linen in the padding, maybe they don't cross each other. So it's mutter.
But in this case, it said he tied the wool with the linen in hay at the beginning of
hay. No, the beginning, this is not, we're not talking about the beginning of hay. We're talking about the second case of hay. The beginning of hay is definitely us. It's us from Avol. The first three lines of the Mechaber was not a problem. If you tie wool and linen together, that happens. No issue. Avol. That's Avol. That's the second part of the Mechaber. See, the Mechaber says the fourth line. Avol in Beb Tziusat Semer b'Mokim Echad Pishem Mokim Acher Beinon Zeitzel Zeh. That's like the padding and the stitching. See, where they're not near each other, where there are two parts of the belt. So that's this case. Now Pischei Tshuva Ches brings the Mishkan Yaakov. The Mishkan Yaakov, who was one of the Chashev early Achrayim, is Machmir like the Rambam. He's talking about an Atara. Now this Atara is a Torah on a talis. Rav Shlomo Kluger in Tuf Tam V'Das talks about this, Yanzit Mishkan Yaakov. He describes it, Tuf Tam V'Das is Chelek Beis, Tshuva Kuchav, that you have a woolen talis and people have the silver Torah. The silver Torah, the silver is not stitched onto the beged. The silver is stitched onto a piece of material and that material is stitched onto the talis. So the issue is, if the material is not wool and not linen, let's say it's cotton, but the stitching of the silver onto the atara is wool linen. Okay, well, the silver, maybe because it's heavier, it needs stronger thread, I don't know. The silver is attached with linen onto the cotton bag, and then the cotton bag is stitched on to the talus. So this is mamish our case. You have wool and linen, but they don't touch each other. They're not mechubra to each other. The linen is tied to the cotton, the cotton is tied to the wool. So the Mishkan Es Yaakov says to be machmir, these are Torahs. V'chei b'haloh asitzis ha'idei k'dav shel or. We don't do that, but there are those who have a meaning to attach its tzitzis to the bag end with a separate piece of linen, of leather. Shalai lahokul klav is a b'shavayfin ki l'das harbe b'gdei l'apais ke b'shay v'yesh v'nei isa klayim v'gam bitl mitzit tzitzis ulas v'dvar oiris at furim b'chulu ula yishmakul mismak tzas lahokil al smach tam shabot l'chut ha'tfira gam b'zeh ma'fel l'bracha. So in the Atara case, no, see, they stitch it before they put it on the talus. In other words, what they do is they stitch the atara onto the cotton, or whatever it is, and then you buy it, and then you stitch it where the silver is attached, it's somewhere in the middle of this piece of cotton. And then the ends of the cotton are stitched all around to the talus girdle. And that's the atara.
Wouldn't the bottom stitches in the cotton that through the silver still be contact?
So let me try to illustrate it. If I can use a safer for it, let's say this is the piece of cotton. The center has the silver, and all of the stitches are here around the center. When you attach it to the talus, you do it around the edges, so that these linen threads that attach the silver atara to the cotton don't change once they're put onto the wool. They're just attached to the atara itself. It doesn't go through because it's put on before it's brought to the talus.
You're saying on the bottom?
It can touch, but it's not attached. It can touch, but it won't be attached. It doesn't go through. Right. You're right, it can touch it. Okay, so this Sifhei is once again a machlokes that we knew from before. And the Mechaber is more makel than he seemed to be before. The Mishkan Es Yaakov is machmir. So it's hard to say. The Ramah is makel. The Chaber here is makel. Shach is makel. It's very hard to say that anyone has to be machmir, but you have another sheet if you're machmir. Right, as long as it's not attached. Touching is always okay. That's right. If they're not touching, if they are touching, so if you hold that pressing it together is enough, you mean what you're saying is pressing is not sure, it's not heavy, and it's not nice. So how is it if the threads cross each other? Yeah, but the Rambam says that. The Rambam says if you stuff a pillow with tzemer and pishtin, and you close it, it's a problem. According to the Rambam, it's a problem. That's the Rambam's case. The Rambam says, assuming they're touching each other. Because it's sealed in by being stitched all around with the talus band. It's sealed in with the stitching. That's a type of connecting, I guess. I could guess that it's a Rabbanan. I don't know for certain, doesn't Gross say. Gross says, when they're stitched together, they're ice. The question is when it's just padding, whether that's their ice. The Rambam held oishua oitavi oinois, but here, I don't know if that's called shua, the way they make it into padding. I don't know. What? Well, the Rambam calls that climb in a taira, that's what you mean?
Yeah.
Have a climb their ice. Yeah, it's true if they're threads, it's their eyes. Remember the Rambam held Oishua, Oitevi, Oinois. I'm not so sure. He says he's stuffing Semer and Pishtin. Does he mean fibers? Because then how could it be their eyes if it's not sure that Tevi, not nice? Unless the outside stitching. So maybe, I'm not sure, maybe he means Shvatas of Semer and Pishtin. What did Rama say before? Ramah was told for tufts of what? Because the Ramah said, because the stitching around could catch it, right? If it's tufts, then not. Ramos said it's tefillah, it's semer atzma, because you can pull it out, unless it's baloi, the gadim shel semer, also kai gavna, he means, the way I understood, he means when it's stitched together. That's also the kai gavna, we spoke about it then. The mashmois of the tazches. Right, now what he's saying, if it's baloi, the gadim, it's worse, he means because the stitching might catch it, I think. We argued about this last time. Because you can't pull it out, right? That's the beginning of the task. The end, he said, "We'll come back to Rashi Shom Sheim Lamalis Klam Achas Shom Pishnim Vloyugadim Shemati Ben Krichas Nima B'Tochu B'Teichat Tefilas." Because the Rosh Cheshbayim. Okay. At any rate, that's Sif Hey. Let's move on to Sif Vav. Anu Machloikis Mechaber Ramah. And once again, the Mechaber is Machmir and the Ramah is Mekel, which is the style in Hilchos Shatnez. Now let's get the case and then we'll try to see why it's significant beyond the case itself. The idea, our goal is to understand what the Machlokes Mechaber Ramah is in this new case. Hamanik Behemos. Somebody who's leading animals, we don't see it all the time, but you have to imagine somebody's walking his dog, so he has a leash wrapped around his hand. If he's walking two dogs, he has two leashes wrapped around his hand. If he's walking three, he has three wrapped around his hand. In Manhattan, they have dog walkers. Yeah. You see them walking a whole those are the Raye Behemadaka of our generation. What? It's an industry, sure. They play, it costs a little more than watching the babies, you know. So gotta be extra careful with the behemoths. But let's see the case. You imagine he has got three leashes wrapped around his hand. Hamanig behemos, somebody who's leading animals. Umachnis chavolin l'teich yodai mehem pishto mehem tzemer. So every dog owner has his own leash, or every sheep owner, I don't really put sheep on a leash, whatever it is, has a leash. And the leashes are all wrapped around his hand. Some leashes are wool and some are linen. It's okay. Even though he wraps it around his hand, it's no different than if you have a jacket of wool and a shirt of linen, which we said, if you could take out one without the other, it's mutter. Here also, you could pull one out without the other. They're not attached to each other. And therefore, it's mutter according to everyone. So if they touch, we said, if you're wearing two garments, one is wool and one is linen. If you could pull out the bottom one from under the top one, they're not considered attached, even like the Mechmirin. See, here also, you could pull out one leash without the other. So, Mamela, it's not a problem. But then he says, Avo, im kashran kulam, if you knot them together, nasu klayim v'osalay l'kar chamayodai. The Mechavis says, if you tie them together, then they become shatnis, because they're tied together. Just like in Sifhei, if you have two gartloch and you tie them together, it's shatnis, and it's awesome. V'yesh matirin hoyel ve'ena miskavin. We didn't talk about ena miskavin yet. Yesh matirin hoyel ve'ena miskavin. When you wrap a leash around your head, you're not thinking to warm yourself. A beggar is worn either to warm yourself or for the appearance, to look dignified. So here, it's not for the look and it's not for the warmth. So it's, well, on even halah is asur. You don't have to have levisha. Even just putting it on yourself is asur. But you're not mechavin for the chimum. It warms your hand. You're not mechavin. You don't have any kavana for it to warm you or for whatever the appearance is. So it does not have to be a beggar. It's something you wrap, even if the Gemara says, even if somebody is cold and wraps himself in a curtain, so it's also halal. It's also so. The Ramah says yesh matirin. So the question is, what is the machloikis here? The Chaver Ramah. Ramah says ain't a miskaven. What is the Mechaber hold? So shach. First we'll see yud beis and we'll see yud gimel. Yud beis also like the karcham al yaday di yaday mischamemis ben. So he explains the Mechaber Shita because his hand is warmed by it. Interesting language. Sounds like it's not Levisha, not a glove. It's Dumya de Levisha. Similar halah is Dumya de Levisha, and it's also us. The Yesh Matirin, Va'isim Svirulei, and the Isrim Hol, Loidami, Lidla Kaman, Shinao Sivav, the Achabab Sigration. We'll see Shinao Sivav in a moment. He says here it's a psikresha, the machmas achizason, e eshesh leitachame, tischame miyodai, kekasavabach. We can't wish to take a byron, Barbara Behema, we have a safe man Dani Melech, Viskim Imai, Udoi Kaprishla Kaman, Shinicha Mitzarachir. So we'll see the Tzarachir in 1 second. The words of the Shach are that it's a psikresha. So the Machaber holds it is a psikresha. Psikresha means a davishena miskavin on Shabbos. A davishena miskavin is mutter unless it's definitely going to happen. So you could drag a bench, even though you make a charitz. Unless a psikresha is definitely going to happen, then it's awesome. So the Mechaba holds it's psikresha. The Rama, we need explanation. What does Rama hold? Is there a head to Mechami? We're not interested in it. We have to figure that out. So that's Shinao of Sivav. That's the priestess Kasha. Okay, so in order to understand this, we have to know the Shas Kasha. The Shas said, L'kaban Shinao of Sivav. And really, that's the whole problem with this Mechaber. So if you'll turn, getting a lot of exercise today, one more page, the Shinao of Sivav. There are cases of Davishen and Miskavim. So again, we're holding so far, the Mechaber holds Psikresha as Aser, and the Rama somehow disagrees, we don't yet know why. The Mechaber there says, Teifrek Sus, you're a tailor, and someone gives you something to sew. Teifrek Kedarkan, you could sew the clothing your normal way. What does that mean, sew the clothing your normal way? It means, even though while you're sewing it, the beged is on your lap, and it's warming up your lap. Why is that mutter? Tak says in cold weather, it says in warm weather to give you shade, and in rainy weather to protect you from the rain. If you're not mechavin, it's mutter. But snuim, typhim ba'aretz. The real frumies, they don't put it on their lap, they let it hang down onto the ground or onto a table. So maybe he's doing it for a guy, or he's doing it for whatever reason he's doing it. Now, the question here is, what's the difference between this and wrapping the tie together leashes around your hand? So the answer was, by us it's a psikresha. When you wrap it around your hand, it's our circus, it's a psikresha. Why over here is it the psikresha? What's the difference between the two cases? It means the second case. Also, people who sell clothing, they're allowed to model it, they're allowed to wear it. That's still
the
Mashiach of
the
back.
So, where they walk around with their clothes on, to show the wares? Is that what they refer to?
Yeah. So the question is, really, what's the difference between the Mechaber here and the Mechaber there? It's a very difficult comparison to answer. So the Shah says, by wrapping around your hands, obsecration, over there it's not obsecration, which is very difficult to understand the Kavan of the Shah, what he means, and... The Rechai Knievsky in the Derech Hamuna in Hilchah Shabbos, which is Dine Klai in Perek Yod in the Tzion on the bottom, Kuf Ayin Tes, is troubled to understand the difference between the two cases, and he comes up with a second shot, which I'll share with you in a moment.
One is directly on your hand, so it's not directly.
Other one's on your lap. So what's the difference if it warms your lap or it warms your hand? I mean, what is wrapped and what is not wrapped? What is wrapped around your hand and what is just sitting on your lap?
That's more of a psikresha, sitting on
your lap. Could be, maybe. Maybe wrapped around you, it's snug around you, it gives you warmth. Just lay. What? My great sister is not wearing it.
A tailor has a...
Yeah, I don't know if the tailor. But there's kavanah for it to warm him.
The guy with the leashes is also working.
All right, so let me. I'll share with you Reb Chaim's pshat, a second pshat of the Machlokes. But I want to tell you when we get to Sefei and Vav, there are serious psikreishal problems there anyway. And the Pesachei Tshuva here brings the Merkevus HaMishnah. As far as I know, it's the only place that the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Merkevus HaMishnah, which is not a halacha sefer. It's a lamdisha sefer. And he has a new biur psikreisha as it applies to shatnas, which we'll get to when we get to Sivav. When we learn the sugya Yevamis, we speak it out, this Merkevus HaMishnah, all the time. However, once they get to simple pshat, I don't mean simple, but to a beer in Machlekes B'Chaber Amah, we have here a shach that says they argue the Machaber holds it's a psik reisha, and the Ramah holds either it's not a psik reisha or psik reisha is mutter. We don't know which one. But that's what the shach tells us, but he doesn't say more than that, and therefore it's lacking a little in beer. Our shach, turning back to us, shach Yud Gimel. So Chai Kriyevsky suggests another pshat that the Mechaber is makel by a Dovishen Miskavin by Halah and not by Levisha. He's makel, again, there's Levisha wearing shatnez and Halah putting it on you, which are really both deraisim. But he's mechalik, the davishen miskavdi, is something that you wear and something that you don't wear. Now, according to that, the mechrek sus, we're going to see later, they're two pshatim. Whether it means he models it, he actually wears it normally or not. It has to go with the sheet that he's not wearing it normally, which is one of the two pshatim there. And according to Chaim Kanievsky, that would be the chilik. That would be the chilik. The shach doesn't agree because the shach in Yud Beis seems to hold by us it's halal also. The shach said, "Have a dumya de levisha," unless he means it's levisha. So anyway, those are two possible pshatim in this machlokes. What? I said, if you learn it's not that established, that's what I was saying. Then it goes good. That's what Reb Chaim is saying. That's the shach means that that this machlokes is only by psik reisha, by derech levisha, by psik reisha derech halah, not. That's not really what the shach is saying in Yud Gimel. So Reb Chaim Kiesi is not saying it's pshat in the shach, but he's saying it as a pshat in the stiras hamechaber that psik reisha by halah is mutter, psik reisha by levisha is asur, and wrapping it around your hand is levisha. That's what Chaim Kanievsky learns, and he said mechaber doesn't, the shach didn't want to say this pshat, the shach holds it's halah, no, I hold it's levisha. Halah. In which? So then it means that he spreads it over his shoulder. Throws it over his shoulder, holds it over his back. So I'm not certain, but I would think Levisha, when it's a psikresha, is Levisha. Halah, when it's a psikresha, you're really carrying it more than wearing it. It's really what the Merkevus HaMishnah there is saying. That even though Lagabi Hilchos Shabbos, you wouldn't make such a chilek, but in defining what you're doing with a baguette when you're wearing it, there's no two ways to translate. You're wearing it. But when you throw it over your shoulder, it could be looked at as carrying it, or you could be looked at as warming yourself with it. And that's why it's different. I'm not explaining it perhaps adequately, but this is Reb Chaim's chilek. I guess when we get to Sivav, we'll understand it better. What?
It's good to fancy stuff, buy fancy suits.
So we're going to learn about that. How do you ever try on a suit in the store when you're it's not so posh? The Chafmas Adam asks. We're makel because we assume that our begadim are at most Dresaf and Drabanim. Chafmas Adam says you're not allowed to. Chaim talks about it also. It's okay in Shinala. He talks about it. The problem technically it's Levisha. It's Levisha, not for Kavana, just to try it on. But I want, maybe it's not nice, but just Derech Limud. Machlokes Bechaber Amo, we don't really have a good handle on this. The Shach said they're arguing. Mechaber holds Psikresha. He didn't even explain what the Rama holds. The Reb Chaim says they're arguing if Halah Psikresha is also or not. If Levisha Psikresha is also or not, which right that we don't have a good handle. There may be a third possible pshat. I'm not saying this on my own. I'm saying it on my own, but I want to base it on our Aruch HaShulchan. We're going to have another kula in Hilchos Shatnez. Later in Simin Shin Aleph Sifya Dalit, a tour of Ein Derech Chimum Bekach, of a tour when somebody has something in a way that's not the Derech Chimum. We'll talk about this today. We'll talk about walking on a Shatnez carpet with your feet, with bare feet. There it's talking about, let's say someone has a band aid, and the band aid is Shatnez. So we know that Ein Derech Chimum Bekach. You don't warm your band-aid. No one warms himself by putting a band-aid on. A band-aid is a retia, a lugma, a spalanis. So it's mutter, even though it's mamish touching your body. So the Mechaber in Yutes says, samartut, a band-aid. Shemanichan lov retia, a lugma, a spalanis, kiyaitzaben. Hayolumitam, afo shibsari noigaben, shayin derechim abakar. So le'aleinu, someone needs a cast. So he doesn't have to go to the Shadnes layup to check it out. A cast has a baguette underneath, has a plaster on top. So you don't, even though it definitely warms you, but ain't derechimo b'kach. So it's put on for that reason, is not derechimo. That's a kula of ain't derechimo. Now, so that we're going to talk about in Shinaf. Hope to get to it today. You're right, that's the discussion. Now, what about a leash around your hand? I would think, ain't derechimum b'kach. I don't have a dog, I don't walk dogs, but I hardly think that it's derechimum to wrap a leash around your hand.
Without a dog, you would never do that.
You would never wrap your hand. So it's ain't derechimum b'kach. Now, why is there wiser of Chaim Kanievsky concern with ain't derechimum b'kach? So I'm not certain. But one thing I know, we're going to have a machlokes later, the Aruch HaShulchan holds by ein derechimum b'kach that mechaven is chayiv. Even if it's not the derech, if you have kavana for it, then you're chayiv. Now, someone puts on a band-aid and he's happy it warms him. Rav Chaim holds that you're chayiv. The Aruch HaShulchan says you're chayiv. Rav Chaim Kanievsky argues he holds your part. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, it may be that here it's ein derechimum b'kach. A leash has a heter, and the mechaber holds that v'chayshish you'll be mechaven. It's a psikresha. So it seems the machlokes is whether we should be afraid that a person will be mechaven for chimum. The mechaber holds that you might be mechaven for chimum. It's a gzeira or it's a derech. And the Ramah says ain't a mechaven, ain't derech chimum. If you're not mechaven, everyone holds his mutter. Mechaber doesn't hold that ain't a mechaber. It's a third possible pshat in the machlokes. At least it's a little easier. Not the same pshat in the shach. I'm saying pshat in the mechaber. You're right. So at any rate, any way you look at it, the leash case, as far as it impacts Dovashen and Miskavin, we'll get to Sefeyim Vav in the next simon where we'll discuss it. I guess we'll discuss it back here. Maybe we'll have a clearer understanding of it. But we have here at least a number of possible pshatim, and what's at the very least a very A very unclear machlekes mechaber avo, exactly what it is that they're arguing about. So hopefully yet in Shinal of Sivav, maybe we'll have a better understanding. Let's move on to Siv Zayin. Asak v'akufa mitzdarf l'klayim. So here, the words themselves, very hard to know what it's talking about. Fortunately, it's a Mishnah, and the Mefarshim are the Mishnayis. So there are a couple of pshatim in this. The Baruch Leila brings it to Kitzer, but the idea is the following. When you have an item that's attached to another item, they're separate things. The only thing I can think of today is like a glove that's attached to a coat. Right? You have a glove that's attached. Some people have clips that they take off later. And some people stitch it together. I mean, at least they used to stitch it together that way. So you have two things that are stitched together. So we'll talk about the word sack and kupa in a minute. But right now, I just wanted to say, let's say you have a sack which has pishtun in it, and a kupa that has semer in it, the separate items. And they're connected to each other. The thing that connects them is something, whatever it is in between.
What's in a box? What's in a bag?
So, no, I told you, we'll talk about what the sack and kupa mean in a minute. You have two items. So the Mechaber is saying, Hasak v'akupa mitzdarf l'kalayim. That even though they're two separate items, since they're connected, they're mitzdarif. Look at Shach Yudalit, who explains this. I'm just trying to explain Pshat. You know what? The Taz is shorter, Taz Yud Beis. Same thing, Ketzad. Chatikas Beger Pishta Mechuberes L'Sak. You have some linen on the sack. You Beger Tzimmer Mechuberes L'Kufa. You have some wool on the box. Chibron Yachad, the Beis Tfirais. And they're connected in a way that's halachically connected, which is two stitches and a knot. Mitzdarf and Afishu Mechubar and the Beis Kelim. Even though they're separate items. And it's also Oslos Kaseis Pesach Oy Bekupa. Even if the glove is hanging, you're not wearing the glove. But you know how to wear the sack because it's attached to the kupa. We don't look at them as separate. And they're considered to be one. And this is the chiddush. Now what's confusing is the word kupa. Because a sack, I can understand, maybe you warm yourself with it. A kupa is not something a person dresses himself in. A box, the most I can imagine is something like a knapsack, which is a box on your back, but it's not a beged. It's not something a person normally wears. So if you look in the Mishnayis, the Mishnah Rishayna, the Mishnayis is bothered by this kasha, and he says that it's a kupa that people wear. I don't know exactly what that means, but it's that's what it is. It's something that's... that a person wears for one reason or another, and I don't know, not a regular bag. A kapanim, that's the chiddush, is that two separate things that are attached become one. Rama says a similar thing. Now we don't do this, but they used to walk with the little kids in the street. They used to tie. They had a begadim that were tied to each other, so that you didn't lose your son. You had a, you know, well, no, at least the begadim were connected one to the other. I don't know, so the father can't escape or the child can't escape. You know, it's at the ransom of Red Chief. Remember that? So sometimes the parents want to escape. Right? The kid got lost, and he asked the policeman, "You think we'll find my parents?" So the policeman says, "No, there are too many places for them to hide." At any rate, you all know, you all heard the ransom of Red Chief, right?
It's
before
my time.
It's before my time, too. Oh, Henry.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Chein avu b'noi mitzdarf l'klayim. Keitzar hoye chatichas semer b'echadehem. Chatichas pishtar b'sheini. V'tafram v'yachar have a klayim. So here, I mean, there's only one ha'arah. The underlying idea is very simple. That even though they're two begadim, it's interesting. The Gra brings a case of two socks. Now, some people before they throw the socks in the laundry, they attach them with a safety pin. the Gra brings people who the two socks were attached even when you wore them. Presumably it was a long string. But the two socks were connected one to the other. And you know, so as he says, the same thing. If one sock is pishtal, one sock is semer, it's an issue. Now, the din itself is not hard to understand. What we have to point out is the Rambam Shita, that they're not touching. That they're not touching each other like the Rambam. They have to be touching each other. So the Shach in Tezayin says, the Tafra Miyachin, the Chagach HaGurai Salah Baal Benoim. Not exactly clear about the picture, but somehow they're tied together, which is a little hard to understand what it means exactly. But okay, they're somehow connected. It's two, but either the thing that connects them as the fish to Metzemer, right? Because we pass and light around them. We pass the two separate Begadim, Tzemer and Pishtim, that are connected by R, is not Shatnez. So you have to resolve that. So either you resolve it by saying what's connecting them is Shatnez, or by finding some other...
The thing that you sewed together, that was Shatnez.
Either the thing you sewed it was, or the Koyfer Mechabi, you don't need that. But the Chiddush here is not in the Dine Klayim, it's a case of Klayim. The Chiddush is that even though they're separate things, they're still mitzvah one to the other. Alright, so these Heivav and Zayin are these, let's say, miscellaneous cases. I have to talk about a knapsack. A knapsack, nobody wears a knapsack for warmth. Does anybody wear a knapsack for the look? Does anybody think it looks good? Yeah, people wear it for the look. So, I don't know, that would make it a beggar. They were wearing it even though they don't need it, just for the look. It's a cool thing to wear knapsacks. Okay. So why don't they get nice ones at least? No, really, if an F says for the look, it changes it into a beggar. No, so I'm wondering if they don't really need it, would they wear it anyway just for the look? They would. Okay? You know. Okay. Shinam, everybody's been asking what's with mattresses. Well, everyone heard the story of the train with the seats, various versions. So what's going on? All along we said begadim have to be either worn or halo, it has to be draped over you. So why would a mattress be a problem? So if you want, we could just read the Mechaber, and everyone will be happy, the first two lines. Mutter ben ha-Torah leishev ha-matzoi shal klayim. Ben ha-Torah allowed to sit on mats of klayim. Shnema lo yale olecha, aval ata matziya tachtecha. Levisha is aser, lo yilbash, and Allah is aser, lo yale. Hatsa under you, that's not a problem. Now here, I have to tell you the sugya in Shas, and we are... all of the issues come out. So you need the background. There's a Mishnah in Klayim and a Gemara in Beya, and the two are totally opposites. And the Rishayim who resolved the Stira, that dispute about the Rishayim is the whole sugya of mattresses and padding on seats, etc. Even carpeting, even walking barefoot on a carpet. Which, if there would be a chashash klayim, I think they're all today made of synthetics. But I don't think they're all. They want things that don't absorb water, so they're mostly synthetic. But what the shaila in halacha depends on the following. You're gonna have to follow. It's not so complicated. There's a Mishnah klayim. There's a Gemara in Beis. The Mishnah klayim, Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel, which is really the Mechaber. There it says, Karim v'kastais, ein bohem mishum klayim. Pillows and mattresses are not klayim. The Tiferes Yisrael writes, on kastais, mattress. Mem tes reish yud samach, mattress. What? Not a cover. Cover is halah. Blanket is halah. But he says, imagine a pillow. Uvavad shaloyahe besaroi nagei abahem. On the condition that your skin doesn't touch them. Which means, well, you put a sheet over the mattress, or a pillowcase over the pillow, so that would seem to be adequate. Uvavad shaloyahe besaroi nagei abahem. Now, what's the difference of besaroi nagei or not? So we don't know yet. But that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is karva kastes aluter. In other words, levisha halah, those are us. What about under you? So under you is mutim and atayra. So the only gezeira chazal made is when your skin actually touches it. Not the problem. You sit in the train on a seat. Everyone wears pants. Well, used to. Everyone still wear pants, so your pants are touching it. So it's not a problem. Maybe if somebody has real shorts and his skin touches it, it'll be a more of a shiloh. But basically, it's not a problem.
Now, we haven't talked about whether it goes
open. Wait, one thing at a time. This is the Mishnah. When I finish, the stipler didn't hear half a shir. He heard the whole shir before he did. We'll get to it. You see, you're right. From the Mishnah client, that's what I'm telling you. Mishnah client, everything's good. Especially the son of the Gabbam. That's all. Gemara in Beya, you dial it on the days. It's the last, almost the last Gemara in the first parak. It says the following. Also, leishev agabe shatnis, client. Shema tachrich nima lebsara. You're not allowed to sit on shatnis. Maybe a thread of the shatnis will wrap itself around your body. And then it'll be halal. Afilu mafsik midi aser, even if there's something in between, afilu eser matzois ze al gavze, even 10 mattresses one on the other, and the bottom one is shatnez, it's a big problem. What? Your princess and the pig. So even if you have 10 mattresses one on top of the other, it's still aser. So it's a double pella. The Mishnah in Klayim says as long as you don't touch it, and the Gemara in Beya says even 10 mattresses. One on top of the other, it's still a problem. So the question is, how we resolve this stira?
What is the problem?
What is the problem? It's a stira between the Gemara and the Mishnah.
Having 10.
What could be the problem? If it's a 10th mattress under, what could be wrong with a 10th mattress underneath? Does it warm you? It doesn't warm you, a 10th mattress. It's not likely that 10 mattresses warm you more than 9. Yeah, okay. Okay, so it definitely needs a beer. Now, there are two shitas in the Rishayim. The Rambam Shita, which is the Mechaber again, and the Shita of Tosis and the Ram. Tosis and the Ram are not brought here on the page. I'm going to leave it for next week. We're going to learn for today the Rambam Shita, the Mechaber, try to get it to understand it as clearly as possible. And next week we'll do it again, so from two times, hopefully we'll have help remembering. The Rambam says the simple answer. The Rambam says there are mattresses or pillows that are soft. Rachin or aser. Soft pillows or mattresses, that's the Gemara in Beya. Gemara in Beya is talking about soft. Soft is aser. Rabbanu Magaizi, even 10 mattresses, it's aser. Kushin, how would you translate kushin? The Tiferes Yisrael writes, he's on a roll today with English words. He says, "Kushin, ain't letargamai hard. Hey, Eish Reish Dalit. Ella letargamai samach tes yud endafei. Stiff. He says, "Kushin doesn't mean hard. We should be a chumra because kushin. We say hard is mutter, soft is off. So he's saying a kula. He's saying ain't letargamai hard. Don't touch mattress." Kasha, he's a hard mattress. Ella, stiff. He still means what's stiff and what's hard, but he obviously means to say some sort of a cooler. And we're going to see the Gedarim, but that's basically the chiluk. The Rambam holds hard mattresses are mutter of avachla yibisari nagabah, as long as you don't touch it with your body. If you walk even barefoot on a carpet, people like carpets because it's warmer than a cold floor. So it's mechamim. So even if you hold the carpet is hard or stiff, which it probably is, But it's still awesome, the story they gave him. To walk on the Shatnez carpet is awesome, even if it's kashin. That's the Mishnah Klayim, if it's hard. It's mutter uvavad shalo yeh besari negebem, as long as your skin doesn't touch it. The Gemara in Beya, that even 10 mattresses is also, they asked it at Lagamri, with a light plug, that's talking by rachet, by things that are soft. Now why, we'll get to next week, I just want to point out that Gilyam Arsha, on the side, again, tried to discuss what's called soft. So there's a Gilyam Arsha, b'medivar b'murim b'rachet, Sha'odam nishka b'soichai. That is geshmak. What's pshat soft? You sink into it. Now your chairs, you don't sink into it. The chairs, I mean, it goes down a bit. A couch, you sink into it. Sha'odam nishka b'soichai dumya demunach al hateve. Sha'odam nishka ben tziyusai. Like someone who lies down on a mattress of a straw, you sink into it. Ava karim hanisunim. The cushion, is that what he says? The cushion? Ah, she'enam kasha legami, that's not hard. Verach leishav aleim, it's comfortable to sit on it. Shori leishav aleim, you don't sink into it. Ve'tzarach loima be'kavuah be'bismarim. The silly thing, the one's nailed in, he means like nailed into a chair, that then it's mutter. Ma'ram, alef shim, chelam pesim, b'kivim pesim, kasa, at tzad chasidus ha'kedusha ein boi. There's no reason to be mashmir.
We still haven't found an answer on the train.
We're in the middle of going into it. You hear he says it's mutter. If you don't seek into it, it's mutter. Ah, so we have everything should be mutter. Dolly is on a train car if you're wearing shorts and your skin touches it. But the Chofetz Chaim probably was not, didn't have that shayla when he was mashmir. Chofetz Chaim was mashmir. No, the story of the Chofetz Chaim with two stories. Okay. Well, the stipler heard the Chofetz Chaim story. He was machmir. The question is the Chofetz Chaim. Okay. Now, the Gilyam Arsha is not the last word on the topic. Pesachei Tshuva Tes is more machmir on what's called soft and hard. So I guess we'll have to leave that for next week. And Yitzhak Hashem, we'll come back to Shana.